Today's daf is Vachim daf Kuf Vav, and we are at the beginning of a new perek, the 13th perek of Masechtes Vachim, perek HaShoichet VaHamayla. So perek HaShoichet VaHamayla is one of the important Mara Mekoymus in Masechtes Vachim. So when you think of the more lumdisha parts of Masechtes Vachim, what comes to mind is daf Chafeh, the sugyas of Nishbach, Perek Mizbech Mekadesh, and Perek HaShoichet VaMailo is right up there. Either way, Perek HaShoichet VaMailo really is the Torah Shebal Peh of Psukim in the Torah that's mentioned in Sefer VaYikra, Parshas Achrimos, Perek Yudzai. So Parshas Achrimos begins Perek Tezai, and the beginning of Parshas Achrimos is, of course, the Seidah Avodah of Yom Kippur. So the Parsha that discusses B'sois Yoveh Aharon HaKodesh, and the Sarat LaShem, the Sarat LaZazel, the Chatois HaPnimiyos, the Paraman Esrofim, the Vidui, it's all mentioned in Parshas Achrimos, right in the beginning. It's Vayikra Perek Tes Zayin. The very next Parsha, Perek Yud Zayin, the Torah mentions a halacha that's also Negei Kachim, but completely unrelated to the Avodah on Yom Kippur. And that is the Isser of Shchutei Chutz and the Isser of Halaskos. Let's just very quickly go through the Psukim together, and then we'll get right into the Daf. Perek Yud Zayin begins by Yidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimer, Daber al Aharon ve'el Bonov ve'el Kol B'nei Yisrael ve'yomarto aleyem zeh adova ashetiv Hashem Leimer. Ish ish mi beis Yisrael, any Yid, ashe yishchat, it's going to shecht, shor oy kesef oy eiz b'machane, oy ashe yishchat michutz l'machane, ve'o pesach oy omoy lo yivir l'agriv korban Hashem lefnei mishkan Hashem. So this is a Yid that took a korban, and instead of bringing the korban el pesach oy omoy, what he did was, is he shechted it, Shrita, it's important, Bamnachana or Chutzlamachana. It's a very bad thing. He was supposed to bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. So what happens to this person? Says the Torah, Dom Yechoshev Ishahu. This person is going to be Chayiv Kores. Dom Shochvach V'nichras HaIshahu Mikerev Amoy. And the reason is, L'mana Sheyaviyu B'nei Yisrael L'Tzevchem HaShem Zoivchem Al Pnei Asada. Because it's important for you to know there's only one place to bring a carbon. You don't do a B'machana, not in your backyard, not Chutz L'machana, but it has to be Dafko V'heviyum L'Hashem Al Pesach HaYomoyed El HaKoyen V'zovchus Shlomim L'Hashem Ois. And when you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, says the Torah, V'zorak HaKoyen Es Adam, like this you'll be able to do Zrika, V'hikter Achelov, you'll be able to do Aktara, L'Reich N'Chayich L'Hashem, and only then will there be a Reich N'Chayich. Then the Torah says that, you know why this is so important, V'lo Yizbuchu Oides Evcheyem L'Asayirim, which Pashup Shan in the Pasuk, although we'll see in today's daf, the Gemara is going to have several drashas how to learn this Pasuk, but Pashup Shan in the Pasuk is you know why it's so critical to make sure that you don't bring a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash? Because we're all familiar with the slippery slope, and one thing leads to another. If you're going to take a carbon, a chatas, an oila, a shlomen, and you're going to bring it b'machana, what may happen is you may bring another sacrifice to another deity, the machana as well. This may lead to avodah zarah. So says the Torah, you know why it's so important not to ever bring a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash? Because v'lo yizbuchu oides evcheim la'seirim. Like this, you're not going to bring any carbonis to the seirim. You bring a carbon to the goat? I thought the goat is the carbon. No, says Rashi, seirim is shaitim. And once upon a time, people used to worship the devil. They used to worship demons. So by having this halacha, in essence, it's a protection. It's a shmira aza to make sure that you're not going to be oived avoid the zara. If you remember, we spoke out in Masech Tzvachim ha'ara from Rav David Soloveitchik. So Zayin Gesund and Stark, Rav Shulam David made a diet that the Teres Kayanim learns from a pasuk that a guy that does Shchutei Chutz is not over the Isser Shchutei Chutz. And at first glance, it makes no sense. Why would there be a Havamina that the guy should be Muzer on Shchutei Chutz? It's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So if it's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, why would there be a Havamina? You don't need the Torah to say that a guy doesn't put on tefillin. So why would you need a pasuk in the Torah to tell me, a drosh in the Torah's Kayanim, that a guy is excluded from the parish of Shchutei Chutz? So we suggested that if the whole Isser of Shchutei Chutz is a Shmira of Ola Yizbuchu Oides Evcheim La'Seirim, so Sokotai Dechamina, being that a guy has Avodah Zarah, it's one of the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach, and Shchutei Chutz is like a harchaka, so that you shouldn't come the day of Avodah Zarah. So maybe you think the guy would have the Isser Shchutei Chutz as well. Kamash Malan, we shtel to a Meshach Chachma, ve'in kam mekoyim laharach. Either way, says the Torah, v'aleim toimar, I want to tell you something else. Ish ish mi beis Yisrael, u'menager ashi yagru b'toicham ashi yalo oylo izavach. That just like I said, that it's also for a person to shech the carbon b'chutz, it's also also for a person to be makter a carbon b'chutz. Meaning, if someone's going to take a carbon, and he's going to bring it, oylo, whether it's an oylo, oylo, or it's a shlom, same story. And instead of bringing it to the Pesach HaYomayit, he decided to make a barbecue somewhere outside. V'nichras ha'isha hu me'am. This person's also going to be Chayiv Karas. And then the Torah continues with Pesachim. Either way, so you have two parshiyos that are right after the parsha of the Avodim Yom Kippur, parshas Achrimais, that deal with someone bringing a carbon outside of the oil moyed. El Pesach oil moyed lo yivienum. The first one is someone that shechted a carbon machot. The second one is someone that was maila carbon machot. So today is going to be hashtag no raid, but just one ha'ara. And that is, one ha'ara is the pasuk begins, ish ish mi beis Yisrael. It sounds like we're talking about any yid. As a matter of fact, we just mentioned the Torah's Kayanim, that Rav David was Matmian, that brought a raya that it doesn't apply to a guy, but a yid for sure. Why is it a chiddush? Because you could argue that bishloy meshchutei chutz, where shchit is ksheira bizarre. So if a pashta yid is going to go and he's going to shech the carbon bachutz, it's a shchita, it's a shchitas kachin, he did it in the wrong place, val pesach hayo mayo lo yivienu, as a result, he's going to be chayiv karas. But if a czar goes and he's makter a carbon bachutz, haktar is an avoided that's psula bizarre. So to the extent that he was makter a bachutz, why should that be a halas chutz for which he should be chayiv karas? It's an ishkei maisa haktara b'chla, because the czar is always possible to do Akhtara. Zabishle Meshchita, I understand why it applies to Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael, as long as you're a Yid. You don't have to be a Kayin. It's not being told to the Bnei Aharon per se, but any Yid. Even a woman, incidentally. Why? Because Nashim are also kashrut to do that way. That's the first mission of the third parak. So based on that, it makes sense why it would apply to all Yidin. But Halah, which is an Avoida, that's possible, bizarre, L'chura, yesh la'ayin, why is it that a czar that does the halal b'chutz is going to be chayif? Either way, there's a lot to talk about. Maybe tomorrow night, in Netz Hashem, when we learn Sunday's daf, we'll get into it. But for now, zokt dehilge mishnah, shoichet v'amaylo b'chutz. If someone shechts and he's maylo b'chutz, so he did both averas, he did the first part of the parasha and the second part of the parasha. Shechita and halal. Says the mishnah chayif halal, shechita v'chayif halal. He's chayif both for the shechita and for the halal. Now, you can't be chayiv karas twice. So what does it mean, you chayiv twice? It means if he did a b'shoigig, he did the shechita b'shoigig and he did the halal b'shoigig, we look at them as two separate averas. If you do two averas b'shoigig, she's doing a karas, you chayiv chatos for each avera. As a result, you'll be chayiv for each one, meaning you'll be chayiv two chatos. The chiddush is that we look at them as two separate averas. You could have thought it's one avera. There's a halach of doing avoda b'chutz, and within that halacha, there's two se'ifei katan. There's shechita and there's halal. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that they're two independent azaros, and as a result, there's going to be a chatos for each one independently. If someone did shechita b'fnim, meaning the shechita was done kosher, and then afterwards, the emurim were brought outside the makam hamikdash, and the halal was done machutz, it's over there that you're going to be chayim. But shachat b'chutz, v'halal b'chutz pater. Says Rabbi Yisrael Glili, if you take the same carbon, and you do a shechita b'chutz, and then you do halal b'chutz, you're pater on the halal. Chayim for the shechita. But you're going to be pater from the halal. Why? Shalai halal a dav apostle. Because what were you, maila? You were maila dav apostle. So mean that what you brought was a dav apostle, it's not a halal chutz. If it's not a halal chutz, you're going to be. So the Mishnah says, hashoichet v'maila b'chutz chayim. It sounds like even if it's the same carbon, you shecht it, and then you took those emurim, you put them as beach pachutz, and you went ahead and you were mailer. You're going to be chayiv for both. Says Rabbi Yisrael Glili, in that case, you're not going to be chayiv shtayim. Because once you did shechita pachutz, the shechita is possible. Shechita has to be b'fnit. If it's kachim kadashim, it has to be b'tzafin. If it's kachim kalim, at the very least, it has to be within the chaymas azar. Being that the shechita was possible, so at that point, the halal, you're not going to be chayiv for. When then are you chayiv for halal? When it was a kashu shechita, when the shechita was done b'fnit, you took the emurim outside. That halal is a good halal. Problem is, it's bachutz. As a result, you're going to be chayiv. Unreliable. But what did the Chacham tell Rabbi Yosef Glili? It's not true. Afa shoichet b'fnim u'mayla bachutz. Even a case where you're shoichet b'fnim and you're mayla bachutz, kivin shetzi apostle. As soon as you take it outside of the azar, it's possible yoytze. It's a time to the Chacham iman of shoch. If you're telling me shochah b'chutz v'hela bachutz, you're potter because it wasn't a kasher shechita. Meaning, the only time you chayiv for Allah is when you were mayla imurim ksherim. Then there's a problem because every single halal is chutz. By definition, the halal took place out of the Azara, and the moment you take the Emurim out of the Azara, at that point, it's Nifsal B'Yotzeh.
That's the case, there's not Shaykh, the whole Avera
of Allah's Chutz. Elamai, Tainan, the Chachamit, Rabbi Yosef Glili, being that there is a parish of Allah's Chutz, it's Pesukim in the Torah, must be, either way, Zok the Mishnah Vayter. And the Mishnah goes, Me'inyin le'inyin, Shalei Ba'isa Inyin. But the reason the Mishnah is doing it, because the Mishnah is going to bring now another Machlaikis, Rabbi Yosef Glili, and the Chachamim, that from the logic perspective mirrors this previous machlekes. We'll say tamei she'achal. If a tamei eats kachim, bein kodesh tamei, bein kodesh tahar chayev. So a tamei that eats kachim, if he has tumas haguf, the halacha is he is chayev kares. If he does a b'shoigig, he's going to be chayev a karben chata. So he's chayev if he eats kachim, whether the kachim was tamei or the kachim was tahar. Rabbi Yisak Lili Yomer tamei she'achal tahar chayev. If the tamei ate kachim, that's tahar, he's chayev. But the tamei she'achal tamei pater. But if the tamei ate kachim, that's tamei, he's going to be pater. Why? Because you have to eat a davar tahar, you can't eat a davar tahar. How is it possible for a tamei to eat a davar tahar? Why? Af tamei she'achal asatar. Kiven shenagaboy, as soon as he touched it, tamu. It's always going to be tamei. Therefore, the Chachamot Rabbi Yosi Aglili, how could you have a halacha that says that a tamei that eats tamei is not chayiv karis for the fact that he ate kachim betumas haguf every single time a tamei eats kachim because he's tamei, he's always being metama the kachim. Similar to this argument that the Chachamim made to Rabbi Yosi Aglili in the Reish of the Mishnah. How could you tell me there's a halacha that the only time you chayiv for Allah's chutz is if you maila emurim ksherim? Every halas chutz is always a murim psulim because the moment you take the murim out of the chaymas hazara, it automatically becomes possible. Either way, v'tar she'achal tamei pater, a tahar that eats kachim tamei, just as a FYI, he's pater, she'inei chayv ala tumas hagor. So even though whenever you talk about tuma, it doesn't matter if the person's tamei and the food is tahar, or the person's tahar and the food is tamei, but there is an afkamina with regards to karis, meaning it's always going to be aser. But from a karis standpoint, if someone's tamei tumas aguf, that's when there's a chiyuv karis. If someone's not tamei tumas aguf, there's no chiyuv karis. Exactly. So you have to work out all the different scenarios. I agree. Zok to Gemara. Bishleima halah. Bishleima, when it comes to halah, and the Mishnah was mavur that if somebody shechts b'shoigig is chayev karis, b'mezid, if he does it, b'shoigig is chayev chatas. If someone's maila b'chutz, it's the same thing. B'mezid is chayev karis. If he does it b'shoigig, he's going to be chayev chatas. But the point is that there's a chiyuv chatas for someone that's sheichet b'chutz and he's maila b'chutz. The Mishnah mentioned the machloikis Rabbi Yosi Aglili in the Chachamim. If you were sheichet v'maila, the same carbon, are you going to be chayiv one chatas or are you going to be chayiv two chatas? But that's clear. There's a chatas for shechita and there's a chatas for halah. At first glance, what's the chiddush? If b'mezid you chayiv karis, then b'shoigig you should be chayiv chatas. The Gemara says, I'll tell you why it's a chiddush. B'shleim ha'halah, k'siv ha'inish, k'siv ha'zare. There's an oinish that the Torah clearly says that if somebody's ma'ala b'chutz, he's chayiv karis. And not just that, the Torah gives an azar. The Torah warned, there's a loisa say in the Torah that says, thou shall not be ma'ala kachem b'chutz. Now, oinish, t'ksiv al pesach ha'yom ma'ala yaviya. We read the psukim together. It's clear in the Torah. It's really the next words. Dam yechoshev le'ishahu dam shachav. It's clear in the Torah. V'nichrasa ishahu me'amav. Torah says very, very clearly that if somebody's ma'ala b'chutz, he's going to be chayiv karis. Azara, and the Azara is the chsev yishom elecha pentala oylo yisechem. Now this pasuk, interestingly, is actually not here in Parshas Achrimos, but this is in Parshas Re'eh, and the Torah over there talks about how where the korbanos was supposed to be brought. They were supposed to be brought in the Makam HaMikdash, and says the Torah that if somebody doesn't bring it in the Makam HaMikdash, it's a bad thing. And the Lashon HaTorah is, he shomer lecha, pen tala oylo yisecha, b'chol mokim ha'shatira. Clearly discussing halo aschutz. And v'chichot, amir Rabban Rabba Loza. We know Rabban said the name Rabba Loza, komak shenam yisham pen, v'al, ene, yalo lo yisase. And here you have two of the three lashonis of lo yisase. So you have the oynish and you have the hazara. And being that you have the oynish and the hazara, it's for that reason there's going to be not only a chiyav karis, there's also going to be a chiyav chatas. Elo, shchita, but as it relates to shchutechot, b'shleim oynish, that's mefurish in the pasuk. T'chsev v'pesach ha'yim o'yloy yaviyoy, v'chule. The Torah says, dam shafach, v'nichras ha'yishahu. The Torah clearly says is going to be cursed. El Azara min alon. But where do you see an Azara? Where did the Torah say anywhere that thou shalt not shech b'chutz? So thou shalt not be maila b'chutz. That's Parshas Re'eh. But that pasuk clearly says he shomer lecha pentala. We're talking about halah. We're talking about akhtar. Torah doesn't say anything about shechita. So if there's no Azara on shechita, then why should there be a chiyav chatas? In other words, there's a klal gadol in Shas ein onshin ela im ke mazirim. The way Rashi learns this Gemara right here, it's very, very clear. This Shita's Rashi is a Shita Michudeshes, but it's Rashi, so we're going to go with Rashi Shita. That halach of Ein Oinshin Elon Kei Mazirin applies not to Chiyuv Karis, but it applies to the Chatas component of a Chiyuv Karis. So anytime a person does an Aver B'shoigik that had he done amazing, it would have been Chiyuv Karis, it's then that he has to bring a Karin Chatas. But there's a rule. Ein Oinchen Elon Kemazir. So just because the Torah says that if you do something B'mezid, you Chiyuv Karis, doesn't by definition mean that if you do a B'shoigik, you're going to be Chiyuv Chatas. It's only if it was a Isser that the Torah says Chiyuv Karis and there's an Azara. Now, that is an Azara Oinchen. Now you can have the Oinish of Chatas. That's Ein Oinchen Elon Kemazir. So the Gemara's kasha is that Bishleim Bahalah, I have the Oinish and I have the Azara. Memeila, I understand if someone's Maila Bechutz B'shoigig, he's going to be Chayiv Chatas. But Shchita, the Oinish, that's Parashas Achrimos. But there's no Loisa say anywhere in the Torah where the Torah says you're not allowed to be Shoichet Bechutz. As a result, you have Karis, no question, but you don't have the Azara. If you don't have the Azara, there shouldn't be a Chiyuv Chatas. So the Gemara's kasha is how could the Mishnah say that there's a Chiyuv Chatas for Halah and Shchita, Bishloi Mahalah, you have the Azara. So there's no problem of Ein Oinchen Elon Kemazir. But as it relates to Shchita, where do you have the Azara? Zok de Gemara, Amakra, the Pasuk says, V'lo Yizbachu Oid. So we mentioned that the Torah gives a tam, why you're not allowed to Shech Bachotz. The tam was, it's like a Harchaka. V'lo Yizbachu Oid, it's a Fchaim Lasirim. Because if you're going to Shech Bachotz, you know what's going to happen, you're going to end up bringing Avodah Zarah. So it says, the Torah, don't shecht so that you will not come to be shechet l'avodah zara. But those words, v'lo yizbichu, says the Torah can go backwards as well. It can be going back to the entire parasha. I just finished telling you a parasha of shechut echotz. I just told you that if somebody shecht b'chutz, he's going to be chayev karis. But I never gave you a lois asay. Take those two words, v'lo yizbichu, thou shalt not shecht, apply it tzriktzaveg, bring it backwards to the previous parsha, and now I have a mefurish of alay yizbechu as it relates to shchutei chutz. That's where you have the azara for shchutei chutz. But the Gemara says, even if you want to use alay yizbechu for alay saseh, meaning aside for the pashup shah, which is again our chokka for the isra of the zara, you want to tell me alay yizbechu shteit alav, but I have a rabbi lazar that already used this lav, we borrowed this, it's taken already, you can't use it for this. What was it used for? The I mean, I was vechbeim the makulu shuchayev. We know if somebody shechts an animal, l'avodah zarah, t'aloch ez yis chayef. Meaning, has somebody oived avodah zarah? Or how somebody chayef skila and karis for being oived avodah zarah? So, pashit, if you serve the avodah zarah, the way people used to serve it. So, if somebody's payer l'par, or yizayr kevel l'makulis, or every avodah zarah had its own way that people would worship it. If somebody would worship avodah zarah in the way that people worshiped it, he'd be chayef skila for what he did. In addition to that, if somebody's over any of the dalet avodahs that were used in the Beis HaMikdash, if somebody's over any of the dalet avodahs to any avodah zarah, it doesn't matter which avodah zarah it is, the halachis is also going to be chayv. It's learned out from a pasuk. But Rabbi Elazar said even a bigger chiddush. Even if somebody shechts, that's just an example of one of the dalet avodahs. Even if somebody shechts lemarkulis, where the derech is not to shecht lemarkulis, because people used to be zarek ever lemarkulis, even then you're going to be chayv. What's the even? Why is that a bigger chiddush? I thought the dalet avodahs, no matter which avodah zarah it is, whether it's kedarka, shaloi kedarka, yo, he's chayiv. Why is Markulis a big chiddush? The reason Markulis is a big chiddush is because the way they used to worship Markulis was b'derech b'zayin. They would throw stones on it. Sasol gedai techamina, zvichos derech kovet. This avodah zarah people worship b'derech b'zayin. So I would have thought that enechanami, if I'm zoyveach to an avodah zarah that people worship al kol ponim b'derech kovet, even though people don't worship this b'derech zvicha, but at least it's an avodah zarah that people worship b'derech kovet, so there I'm going to be chayiv. Minai, said Rabbi Elazar, I learned from this pasuk, from this v'lo yizbechu, this is extra to teach me this halacha, that even though Markulis is an avodah zarah that people worship the derech b'zayin, but if somebody is zayveach, he shechts to it, being that it's one of the dalet avodahs that were done in the Beis HaMikdash, they're more chamer. Anyone that shechts to any avodah zarah is going to be chayiv. Bottom line is, I can't use v'lo yizbechu as the azarah for shchutei chutz to tell me. The way Rashi learns the sugya that there's a chatas for shchutei chutz b'shoigig, I need this for Yizbuch to teach me halacha mesachta Sanhedrin. That if somebody's oved avodah zarah, he does one of the dalet avodahs, even to an avodah zarah that people usually worship b'derech b'zayin, it's not kedarka, so you're going to be chayev. Says the Gemara, that there says the Gemara, dichsev, let's just see it inside. Right, the Gemara, hi, me boy, let the Rabbi Lazo, dumb Rabbi Lazo, I mean, I listen to Echbeim Lamarklu, shu chai, dichsev, la yizbuch, hai, dichsev, chai, imein, yin, le kedarko, dichsev, echo, yabdu, tnei, yin, lusha, loy, kedarko, on my rabbi, so Rabbi said, kari, bay, vala yizbuchu, the kari, bay, vala yoyd. The way Rashi explains the Gemara is that if all the Torah wanted to tell me was Rabbi Lazo's halacha, it would have just said, vala yoyd, as if chai, la seirim. The word yizbuchu would be extra. It didn't have to say v'layizbechu in diktok. Being that it says v'layizbechu oides evchem la'seirim, it teaches me two halachas. Number one, v'layizbechu is the azara for shchutechutz going backwards. And number two, moving forward, it's a leisasein avodazara, as we just mentioned, says the Gemara. But akati mi bayalei, I still need this pasuk. I need it for something else. V'kidetanya, for the following braisa. Who, atkan, says the braisa. Who medaber bekotchim shehekdishon b'shas isra bomis. So what does Adkan mean? Says Rashi. And hamikra azed of lo yizbechu. So the first six psukim of Perek Yud Zayin and Parashas Achrimois is describing somebody that shechts b'chutz, where the carbon, somebody was makdish b'shas isra bomis and was makrivit b'shas isra bomis. Meaning there were times in history where Jews were actually allowed to bring karbonis b'chutz, the shas heter bomis. Right, the whole isser of chutz is all predicated on you're not allowed to bring a carbon outside of the makom hamikdash. Aye, what happened to the parish of bomis? Isn't that what a bomb? What was a bomb? There was a bomb gedola, which wasn't in the makom hamikdash, and then there were bomb ketanis that people were able to have different karbonis. You could bring a bomb ketanis, you can't. Different nuances. That's the last parak in the Masechta. Masechta's Parachatas deals with a lot of the halachas of bombs. But the bottom line is, there's a concept of a bomb, and the concept of a bomb at first glance would seem to be a contradiction to the isser of shchutei chutz halachas chutz. How do you reconcile these two things? How do you have a parish of chutz, which is karis, tam yechoshev, it's horrible, it's archoka for avodah zara, but then there's a shas heter bamis. The teretz is, the iser chutz only applies when there was an iser bamis, when there was a heter bamis, not. So says the Gemara, that before this pasuk of lo yizbechu, I would have thought that the only time there's an iser of shchutei chutz is if this carbon that was shechted b'chutz, the bala carbon was makdish the carbon, b'shas hisser b'amis, and he shechted it b'shas hisser b'amis. Kamashmal on this pasuk says again, Ad kan hu medaber b'kachim shekdishim b'shas hisser b'amis v'shkribim b'shas hisser b'amis shaharei oinshan omru v'al pesach ha'yomoyed en azoret echsev yisham l'chom pentalo oylo yisecha. And Rashi says that really this part of the braisa wasn't most of anything. All the braisa needs to say is that those psukim that teach us karis and chatas, I would assume is referring to where everything happened b'shas hisser b'amis. Side the hektish happened b'shas hisser b'amis, and side the hakrava happened b'shas hisser b'amis. We come to elach, but from that pasuk v'la'yivz, I know that this iser of shchutei chutz is true even b'zvachim she'ekdishan b'shas heter b'amis v'hikrivan b'shas hisser b'amis she'nemar, because the pasuk says l'mana she'yaviu b'nei Yisrael esivcheim asher heim zoivchim. And we darshan that pasuk zvachim sheheitarti l'cha kvar al pnei asada. Meaning, even the zvachim that I was matter, that you were makdish b'shas heter b'amos, still loy melucha zeivech b'shas isra b'amos ma'alol v'akosav kilu hikra al pnei asada. Meaning, the pasuk of lo yizvachu eides sevchem la'seirim is coming to tell me a chiddush. It's coming to tell me that this halach of shchutei chutz is not only true for someone that was makrivit b'shas isra b'amos, but even if you were makdish it, makdish, not makriv. Not only if you were makdish it b'shas isra b'amos, but even if you were makdish it b'shas heter b'amos, it doesn't matter. As long as you shecht it b'shas isra b'amos, that's enough to tell me that you're going to be chayev isra karis. Either way, the braisa continues, and the braisa says, ve'hevi'um l'ashem, when it says in the pasuk ve'hevi'um l'ashem, zu mitzvah saseh. I would have thought there should be an einish karis for someone that shechts b'chutz when he was makdish it b'shas heter b'amos. That's the end of the pasuk, and we learn from there zois lahem v'loy acheres lahem. Zois lahem loy yizbechu. The lois I say, that's the iser, that's the einish, but v'loy acheres lahem, there's not going to be a chi of kars. But bottom line, what do you see from this braisa? A long-winded braisa. The bottom line is the braisa said that when it says in the Torah v'loy yizbuchoy desavchem la'seirin, it's a lois asei, it's an azara. That's coming to teach me that not only is there an iser shchutei chutz if somebody's makdish it b'shas iser b'amis, but even if someone was makdish it b'shas eter b'amis, as long as he shechted it b'shas iser b'amis, that's enough that there should be an iser shchutei chutz. Bottom line is v'loy yizbuchoy desavchem is coming to tell me a lois asei, true, in the parish of shchutei chutz, but not for the classic case of shchutei chutz. Not for the case where you were makdish it b'shas iser b'amis and shaychid it b'shas iser b'amis, but rather where you were makdish it b'shas heter b'amis. So how do I know there's an azar or there's a lois asei if I'm makdish it b'shas iser b'amis? Maybe there's only going to be a lois asei if I was makdish it b'shas heter b'amis. Again, the parak begins with halacha hashaychid v'mayla b'chutz chayim. Achleikus Rav Yisrael Glilin l'chachamim, one or two. Clearly implying that if somebody shechts b'chutz or is maila b'chutz, b'shoigig, he's going to be chayiv chatas. first glance you'd say, of course, it says in the Torah that there's a chiyuv karis if you do it b'mezid. So doesn't that mean if you do it b'shoigig that there's going to be a chiyuv chatas? The Gemara says no, because there's a rule, ein oinshin elon kei mazdirim. And Rashi says that means, as it relates to the carbon chatas, the only time there's a chatas is if there's an azar. So the Gemara said, b'shleim by Allah, there's an azar, there's an oinish. But by shchit, there's kind of azar. I don't have an azar anywhere. So the Gemara says, I found the azar. It says, v'la yizbuchu oides evchem l'sirim. And even though the pashup shad is involved in the time of the krov, why there's an issa shchut echutz, but at the end of the day, it says, lo yizbuchu, that says, loisase written all over it. So you have a loisase over here. Being that I have a loisase, that loisase teaches me that there's going to be an azara. The azara means that if you shecht b'shoigeg, you're going to be chayv. But the Gemara says, one second, I need for the yizbuch oides avchirim to teach me halacha that a zevech l'mar kulus is going to be chayv. The Gemara says, true, but there's two mashmoyasin in that pasuk. It didn't have to say yizbuchu, it could have said v'lo yoy. So there's two lavin. One lav is regarding zevech l'mar kulus, hilchas avoid the zara. The other one is in the laws of shchut echos. But the Gemara says, I have a problem. Because the truth, I found a mefurish b'raisa like what you just said. I have a b'raisa that says v'lo yizbuchu is an azara for shchut echotz. But that b'raisa says it's referring to shchut echotz where that I was makdish b'shas hetavamis. How do I know if I was makdish b'shas hetavamis? So that's where we're stuck. How do I know if someone's makdish an animal b'shas hetavamis and then he shechts it b'shas hetavamis? I know this car is because the Torah doesn't distinguish between where the hektish was b'shas hetav b'shas iser. If anything, it's more mashma that you were makdish b'shas iser. But that pasuk v'lo yizbuchu is already on the part of the parasha that's discussing where you were makdish b'shas hetavamis. Now, at first glance, you're going to say, there's an azara if I was makdish b'shas heter b'mis. As long as I shechted b'shas heter b'mis, there's an azara. Thus, if you do b'shoyin yichayv chatas, then kal v'chaymer if I was makdish b'shas iser b'mis. El amar bayo. Kal v'chaymer. Isn't it a kal v'chaymer? Ma'ba makam shalai anash hizir. Makam sha'anash and edin shahizir. And it's a reason it's such a festa kal v'chaymer is because that b'raisa that said that those psukim are talking about where you makdish b'shas heter b'mis said that if you makdish b'shas heter b'mis and you do the shechita b'shas iser b'mis, there's no karis. All there is a loisase. So the kal v'chomer is mamish fest. Madoch where you makdish b'shas heter b'mis and you shechted b'shas iser b'mis where there's no karis, still there's an azara. So kal v'chomer if I makdish b'shas iser b'mis and I shechted b'shas iser b'mis where there's karis, certainly there has to be an azara. This is a more chamardika parasha. How do I know that? I know that from the Einish. So madach here with his chorus, there certainly has to be an azara. Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi. Ravina told Rav Ashi, and we'll speak out right about this in Yetzir Shem, Matzah Shabbos as well, but just those words. Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi. But either way, Amalei, what's the, not whatever. So Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi, imkein, if you're going to use this logic, if you're going to use this logic, lo yoy malav bechelev, v'teisi kal v'chayim minaveilo l'chura, it shouldn't have said alav bechelev, and I should have known chelev kal v'chayim minaveilo. Uma neveilo shlo yonash hizir, chelev shonash edin shizir. If you're going to work with such a logic, then l'chura, I could ask you a bunch of kashas, as the Gemara is going to ask right now. Why did Torah have to say alav by chelev? Why did Torah have to say that you're not allowed to eat chelev? Chelev is a part of the animal that's not kosher. Even if you shechted it, still, it's off limits. You're not allowed to eat the chelev. Why does Torah have to say that? Can I make a kal v'chomer from nevela? If somebody eats chelev, he's chayiv karis. If somebody eats nevela, it's a regular loisase. Nevela has an azara. It's a kal v'chomer chelev should have an azara, right? Ma nevela shalai anash. Ma dach nevela doesn't have an oinish of karis. Hizer still does an azara. Chelev shalanash. Chelev, but there is an oinish of karis. Ein oidin shehizer. Also, the kamid rava. So Rav Ashi came to rava. Amalei, he told him, min nevela loy asya. The ikala mifrach. No, you can't learn from nevela. Why? Because even though nevela is more kuladik than chelev, because chelev has karis, nevela doesn't have karis, but I can tell you mal nevela shekei tama. There's something called tumas nevela. We learned those sugis together, shenemu, in perek chattis oif, tumas beis abliya, but we know nevela is metama. Chelev is not metama. So mean that chelev is not, even chelev of a nevela is not metama. So if chelev is not metama, and nevela is metama, so nevela is more chomer. So maybe because you find this chomer in the parish of nevela, that this tuma, it's in that vein that you have this azara as well. Chelev, maybe not. But the Gemara says, okay, mishrotzim tmeim. I could learn it from the shrotzim tmeim. From the shmoyne shrotzim, that are tam. Why can I learn from there that malach shrotzim tmeim, that madach shrotzim tmeim, that there's no karis? Still, what's the halacha? If you eat it, there's an azara. So chelev with this karis, certainly there should be an azara. Zok the Gemara, no. Shekev etam b'mashu. Tosfos says the word mashu is really an extra word. The point is same dichoy. Shrotzim tmeim, by definition, are Tame. I bring that dead Tame, it's for that reason that maybe you have this Chumrah that there's an Azara as well, as opposed to Chelev, which even though there's a Karis, but being that there's no Tumah, maybe there's no Azara. Now there is an Azara, but that's why the Torah had to write the Azara. I wouldn't necessarily know it. Mikal v'chayim. There was more, what about from the Shratzim Tahir? There's certain Shratzim that are Tahir. Maybe learn it from there, but the Gemara says, Malo Shratzim Tahir, Shkein Yisarim b'mashu. Shratzim Tahir also have a Chumrah. Mashu, Chelev, you have to eat a Kezayis. May Arlo v'kilei Akerim. Maybe learn from Arlo and Kilei Akerim. Also, there's no Karis and there's an Azara. So again, why do Torah have to write an Azara by Chelev? Why can I learn it? Kal v'chayim from Arlo and Kilei Akerim. And Arlo and Kilei Akerim, you're not over b'mashu. And Arlo and Kilei Akerim are not metama, so you don't have the dichuyim that the Gemara previously said. The Gemara says, "Malo klei akem shkein atzurim ba'ana." Supposed to chelov. That's osamana. What about mishvias? Learn it from shmita. Malo shvias shkein tefes. It says namel. Shvias has a chumer that once something has kedusha shvias, if you sell it, the money that you get in exchange for the shmita now has the kedusha. That's a chiddush. Chelov. You sell chelov, the money doesn't become chelov, right? Truma. How about truma? Truma is not tefes. It's namel. Shkein lehutam eklala. You don't find anywhere that truma should be mutter. As opposed to chelov, you do find should be mutter because chelov of a chaya is mutter. Chelov is only also if it's chelov of a behema, but chelov of a chaya is mutter. The Gemara says, once that's the case, kulunamish shkein lehutam eklala. But once you find this kula that chelov has, so I could already say that shviyas, all these arlo kilei akerim, you don't find anywhere that they should ever be mutter. You find chelov is hutam eklala. There's only the chelov of a behemoth that's aser, but the chelov of a chaya is mutter. The bottom line is tain as the Gemara. It's not a kasha. Meaning, we wanted to say that once I know that there's a azara for shchutei chutz, where you are makdish b'shas heter b'mis, where there's no karis, certainly there should be an azara if you makdish b'shas iser b'mis, where there is an iser karis. Meaning, if this is karis, certainly there should be an azara. It means it's more common. Whereas if that's the case, why do you need azara by chelev? Chelev has karis. Learn it out from all the machalas asurais. So the Gemara says, because chelev has a kula, it's huta michlala. It's only true by behemoth, it's not true by achai. I'd never be able to learn it from all the machalas asurais. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the logic of the Kal v'chomer is not a good logic. But Amar Rava, but Rava said, ikashli hakash. I'll tell you what does bother me. Hadna, we learned in the Mishnah, Pesach u'mila mitzvah saseh. Ordinarily, again, if you do an avera, shazdoin akaris, b'shoigig yichayv chatas. But the Mishnah says, Pesach and mila, even though if someone doesn't bring the carbon Pesach, he's chayv karis. Someone doesn't do bris mila, he's chayv karis. But at the same time, b'shoigig, there's no chatas. Why? Because there's no azara. Frank the Gemara, Tasty Bikal Bachimer mi Meiser. Even though the Torah didn't mention Azara, why can I learn out Azar Kal Bachimer? From which Isser? Isser Noiser. Interesting. Ma Noiser, Shaloi Onash Isser, Madach Meiser. Noiser. If somebody eats Noiser, he's Chayv Karis. We mean if somebody performs the act of being Meiser, he's left over from a garbage. That loch is, there's an Azara. But at the same time, there's no Karis. Pesach Umila. She'onash, where you do have it, enoy din she'hizer. Now, why are we bringing a raya from Noiser? There's no other loisase in the Torah that you could have picked. It's just the bottom toys on the yamen. Hadinok at Noiser tvei migezel gneva vekama lavin shebetayra mishum the Noiser li oven Meiser. Don't mean the Pesach Umila, because you would have thought ordinarily you would say maybe Pesach Umila you can't learn from a regular loisase because Pesach Umila doesn't involve the Meiser. Right? How you over bris mila? By not doing bris mila. How you over Pesach? By not bringing the garment Pesach. So you would have thought that being that it doesn't involve a maisa, maybe that's why there's no chatas. You can't bring a raya from a regular loisase, even though that loisase has a kula that there's no karis, because it has a chumra, it involves a maisa. So we're just picking a loisase that's a lav she'im by maisa. Loisase, see, remember what biker is a lav she'im by maisa? Right, how you over it? By not eating it. Point is tain is the Gemara, so that bothers me. So the chura, again, if you're going to tell me you can learn up an azara from a kal v'chomer, and that's how you want to have the azara for shchutei chutz for shasat the bamis, then l'chayre there should always be a chatas by Pesach and Mila, because even though there's no azara, why can't I learn the azara from the isra loisisir menu at boiker? Amar Rav Ashi, Amrita l'shmaya the kavider of Kahana, va'amar li mi moisa layas. Can't learn from moisa the ikla mifrach malo moisa shkein in leitakana. Moisa, there's no takana. There's no way to undo it. Now there's a takana, you can burn it, which makes it a lav shenita klasei. But there's no takana in terms of how to make it that you are mevatel the lois asei. Toim rabbe Pesach sheyesh le takana Pesach sheni. And mila also, you could always do bris mila. So being that there's a takana, you can't learn it even from meiser. Being that you can't learn it even from meiser, therefore you have no lima. So what's the bottom line? The Gemara digressed, but the bottom line is we started off Perek Hashoichav Hamayla, which begins Perek Yedzayin and Parsha Sachrimos. It's two parts to the parsha. The first part is somebody shechtzer karban machutz. The second part. Part of it is somebody is Milo Karim Machutz. We're going to see it's Hashem in the next staff that the Gemara has Limudim where we learn if somebody does Rika Bachutz and it's not just Shechita and Halah. it's going to be labeling. But the bottom line is that for now, if somebody shecht b'chutz, that's the first parasha. If someone's mailu b'chutz, that's the second parasha. The Torah gives a time of the crow, which we'll have to speak about. It's somehow related to the iser of avodah zarah. The Mishnah said that these that shechita and halal b'chutz are examples of an averus is doin a karis that shigigas chatos. The Gemara didn't understand why, because there's a rule of ein oinchin elon kemazirin. Just like Pesach and Milah, there's no azara, so there's no chatos. So lechura, there shouldn't be a chatos here either. Go through the parasha, there's no chatos. And the Gemara said, bishlei mahalah, even though there's no azara in parashas achrim, it's not in parashas rei. But shechita, there's no azara, not in parashas achrim, it's not in parashas rei. So the Gemara said that no, that pasuk v'lo yuz b'choy des sevchem, even though pasuk pshat, it's not an azara, that's the azara. And that's an azara for zvicha, that's the missing piece. And that's how Chazal knew that shechita b'chutz b'shoigig, you're going to be chayiv chatos. But the Gemara said, that I need that in Mesachtes Sanhedrin and Mesachtes Avodah Zarah to teach me the halacha, that if someone's zayvech the Markulis, even though it's like a dark, and even though Markulis is an Avodah Zarah, that people used to worship b'derech b'zoyin, so you're going to be chayiv. The Gemara said, there's two azaras. So it's a pasuk that really is not an azara. But we took two azaras out of it. V'loi yizbechu, it could have said v'loi oi. So I learned two. One backwards, one forward. Bottom line is, one is coming to teach me Azara for Shchutei Chutz. But the Gemara said, Azara for Shchutei Chutz. I have a Mufurish Abraisa that says, it's Takan Azara for Shchutei Chutz, but only for Shchutei Chutz, where you are Makdish the Korbe Mishas Heter Abomas. Now where you are Makdish the Mishas Isra Abomas. And where we left off right now is that even though you'll tell me, Favoy Tvarim Kavo Chaymer, Madoch, there's an Azara for someone that Shechts Mishas Heter Abomas, which we saw in that same Braisa, so there's no Issa Korbe for the shechita. Then certainly, if somebody shechts b'chutz with your makdish b'shas itzibamos with his nisakars, shouldn't that definitely mean that there's an azara? But the Gemara proved after a whole long Gemara, you can't make azaras from kal v'chaymeres, because if that's the case, Pesach and Mila maybe. The bottom line is that's where we're stuck now. Could we learn it from kal v'chaymer? Could we not learn it from kal v'chaymer? And the Gemara is going to pick up Netz Hashem on the next stuff.